B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start 14 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi v'Rab Shimon Oimrim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both hold, and we saw this on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that they hold that min hatayra, liquids can make other food items tomei. And therefore, if you have a suffix, if something liquid made, which was tomei, made something which was food, which was a solid food, made it tomei, then since min hatayra liquids make oichlin tomei, therefore the suffix will be tomeim, they are tomei. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that liquids will not make kelim tomei min hatayra only midrabanon, and therefore if you have a suffix where the liquids that were tomei made utensils tomei tahirin, then it will comply with the rules of suffix drabanon lekula, and those kelim will be tahir. And we'll see later that Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't actually agree with this. He's saying this only on behalf of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But for now, we have this Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Barchono Omar Shlokish. Rabbi Yossi Beshitas Rabbi Omra. And in today's daf, we're going to see a number of statements that were unique to Rabbi Yossi, a number that are unique, or I should say attributed to Rabbi Akiva. And there's going to be a discussion as to how many of them they actually both agree with. So one of these aspects is going to be whether when you see in the Pasuk that the Pasuk doesn't say that something is Tomei, the Pasuk says something is Yitma, does it mean that that item is Tomei? Or does it mean that not only it's Tomei, but Yitma, it can make something else Tomei, as if we would read it as Yetamei, it can make something else Tomei. Rabbi Akiva actually explicitly said that the word Yitma means Yetamei, it can make something else Tomei. And the Gemara is now saying that Rabbi Yossi also agrees with that way of reading the word Yitma. Rabbi Yossi Beshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omra. The Dorish, because Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yossi, explained that the word Yitma can be understood and should be understood as Yatame. Not only it is Tomei itself, it can make something else Tomei as well. Titnan, we learnt in the Mishnah. Boi Bayoim, that day, and whenever it says Boi Bayoim in the Gemara, it means the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nossi, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Dorash Rabbi Akiva said the following. And the Pasuk says, and we're going to see a number of Psukim now in the same parasha in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, V'chol kli cheres ashe yipoil mehem el toichoi. If a sheret falls into an earthenware kli, and it happens to be, even though it's not our sugya today, but even if the sheret didn't actually touch the walls of the kli, just it was suspended in the airspace of the kli, the yipel mehem el toichoi, into the airspace of the of this kli cheres, kol asher betoichoi, anything that's inside, any food item that's inside this kli cheres, yitmo, will become tomei. And the way it works is that the sheretz, and this is a gzeris hakos of the sheretz, which is an av hatuma, makes the utensil into a rishayin hatuma. The rishayin hatuma in turn will make anything inside this kli into a sheini hatuma, irrespective if what's inside this kli is oichlin or mashkin, solids or liquids, they will become a sheini, and that's what it says. Koila shebetoichoi yitma, whatever's inside it will become yitma, will become a sheini. But sheini, not sheini tomei, sheini yitmo. And that's in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And the Pasukim actually carry on. The next Pasuk, in Pasuk Lamed Dalad, it's the Pasuk explicitly says, Mikol ha'oichil ashi ya'ochil, any edible foods, ashi yovel of maim yitmo, providing that they had been susceptible to becoming tomei, they will now become tomei in this klicheres. V'chol mashke asher yishosen, any drinkable drinks, v'chol kli yitmo, that are in this klicheres, that the klicheres became a rishon because the sheretz, who's an av, was inside this kli, they will also become yitmo, they will become tomei. So Rabbi Akiva says, Dorash Rabbi Akiva, V'chol kli cheres asher yipoil mehem v'goymer, etc. Eino imer tomei. The Pasuk doesn't say, Koil asher betoichoi tomei. It just says, Yitmo, it will make something else tomei. Elo yitmo yitame achirim. Lime, so this teaches us, al kikar sheni, that if a bread that was a sheni, which was in this kli cheres, then sha'oise shlishi b'chulin. Since the posuk is not explicitly talking about truma or kodesh, it's talking about chulin, and the posuk says that the sheretz, which is an av, made the vessel, the kli, into a rishon. The rishon made the food item into a sheni, and this food item is called yitma. It must be that this food item can make something else, Tommy, into a shlishi b'chulin, and this is unique to Rabbi Akiva. And we'll soon see if Rabbi Yossi agrees on this aspect, but Rabbi Akiva holds, contrary to what we've learned till now, and actually contrary to what all the other Tanoim learn, that chulin can become shlishi l'tumah. That means a chulin that was touched by a sheni also is considered tomei. V'hocha, now coming back to Rabbi Yossi, that was Rabbi Akiva. That was the way Rabbi Akiva learned that pasuk. But now coming back to Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi was talking about any liquids that became tomei can make other food items tomei. Hey chadorish, how's Rabbi Yossi learning the pasuk? And all he's learning, similar to Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, is that yitmo means yatami. So he's learning that second pasuk, that pasuk lamed dalid, v'chol mashke ashe yishose b'chol kli yitmo, that any liquids that become tomei, they can make something else tomei. So you see clearly that the Rabbi Yossi is seeing from this pasuk that liquids can make other food items tomei, and that's the source to what Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, that oichlin can become tomei min hatoira, from mashkin, as we saw before. V'chol mashkin ashe yishose b'chol kli yitmo, yetame letame tumas oichlin, that these mashkin make other food items tome. Says the Gemara, ata oimer, you're suggesting, or you're saying, the way that you're learning this pasuk, or the way you're telling us that Rabbi Yossi is learning the pasuk, letame tumas oichlin, that, because what did we see? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, that's the Gemara we started with today, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon oimrim, le oichlin tumein, that mashkin, that touch, that tomei, that touch oichlin, the oichlin will become tomei. Where do you see that from? From the second half of Pasuk Lamed Dalet that we just quoted, v'chol mashke ashe yishose v'chol kli yitmo, which means yitamei, makes something else tomei, and we assume that this mashke, which is a sheni, makes something else tomei into a shlishi. And what is that something else? Rabbi Yossi assumed it was oichlin, it was solid food items. Asks the Gemara, no. Oyeinu elu letami tumas mashkin omrus. Maybe from this pasuk is saying that mashkin, the asheni, can make other mashkin shlishi. Who told you that's necessarily referring to mashkin make oichlin into shlishi? Says the Gemara, loika choya. No, it cannot be. Asks the Gemara, my loika choya, why can the pasuk not be telling you that mashkin the asheni can make other mashkin shlishi? Amar Rav Papa said, loy motzinu tumah she'oisa k'yotze bo. We don't find anywhere that a something tomei will make something of a similar status or similar type to become tomei. We don't find that oichel will make oichel tomei. We don't find that mashkin will make mashkin tomei. All this is min ha-Torah. Midrabanan, the rules are very different. But min ha-Torah, oichlin don't make oichlim tomei, and mashkin don't make mashkin tomei. Exactly where we learn this from, we're going to see later on in the Gemara. It's a gzeiros hakosov of tomei hu, that who's tomei ve'en kiyetze boi tomei. We're going to see a number of sources for this. But Rav Papa says across the board, mashkin does not make mashkin tomei. So if you have a pasuk here that says that these mashkin that became sheni make something else tomei, it must mean that they make oichlin tomei. Ravina Omar. Ravina says that I've got even a more specific source than what Rav Papa says, that we don't find anywhere that something makes something similar to it tomei. Migufei dekro nami leimotzis omra. Let's take that pasuk lamed dalet itself. What does it say in the pasuk? Let's read the pasuk again. Mikol ha'oichil ashi ya'ochil. Any edible solid foods. Ashi yavoil of mayim, providing that they are susceptible to become tomei because water or anya of the seven liquids have touched them. Yitmo will become tomei. That's one part of the pasuk, and then the pasuk continues v'chol mashke ashi ishase b'chol kli itmo, that if a liquid was in that klei cheres, it will become tomei to make something else tomei. So the pasuk speaks first about the solids, then about liquids, and in both it says yitmo. Now the beginning part of the pasuk, when it says yitmo, it must mean that the food, the solids, the asheni, are making other mashkim tomei, not making oichlim tomei, because we know that the oichel is not metame oichlim. And this is a drasha we're going to see later from Pasuk Lamed Ches, that solids, food items, do not make other food items tomei. So if the Pasuk says that the solids inside this kli cheres that became tomei from the sheretz makes other things tomei, must mean liquids. And then the sefer of the Pasuk, which again says yitmo, which is talking about liquids that became tomei, make something else tomei, if, according to the way you're suggesting, that's also talking about that liquids make other liquids tomei, then both parts of the pasuk are talking about making other liquids tomei. The first part talking about solids making liquids tomei, and the second part talking about liquids making liquids tomei. So why is the pasuk broken up the yitmo? The yisal kedai toch yitmo de sefer, Letame Tumas Mashkin, if what you're suggesting now is that liquids, what they are metame is not other solids but other liquids, yitmo deresha, nami letame Tumas Mashkin. We know that the yitmo of the resha, talking about the solids, is definitely talking about making liquids, Tommy. Ni'irvinu v'nichtavinu, why don't we mix the two? Why don't we blend and merge the two parts of the pasuk together? Either food items that were susceptible to become tomei, or v'chol mashke ashishase, any drinkable drinks, v'chol kli yitmo, that were in this kli cheres, yitmo will become tomei to be metame something else, which is yitame mashkin. Trei yitmo lomoli. Why does the pasuk have to say twice yitmo? Once in the beginning of the pasuk referring to the solids, and once in the second part of the pasuk referring to the liquids. Elo, it must be yitmo dereisha letame tumas mashkin. The yitmo in the first part of the pasuk is talking about solids that will make something else tomei. What is that? They will make liquids tomei min ha-teira. Yitmo de sefer, and the word yitmo in the second part of the pasuk referring to liquids that are tomei, they will make something else tomei, referring to making solids tomei. Letamei tumas oichlin, and this is what Rabbi Yossi said at the beginning of our sugya, that mashkin, they make oichlim tomei min ha-teira. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe the liquids, I understand that the liquids make something else tomei is not the same something else as the beginning of the pasuk. But maybe the liquids, what they're making tomei, is making kelim, utensils tomei. Ve'eimu letamei es ha-kelim. And not like Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said that liquids will make other food items tomei, but he said explicitly, lekelim tohirim min ha-teira, liquids will not make utensils tomei. Well, maybe the yitmo, referring to liquids that are tomei, are actually making other utensils tomei. Says the Gemara, no. We have a kal v'chomer that will tell us that the liquids cannot make utensils tomei. Why? Where's the kal v'chomer? Uma kli shemetamei mashke. Ein metamei kli. We know that the zalocha is that a keli, a utensil, tomei utensil, will not make another utensil tomei. So he says, if a utensil which can make a liquid tomei, it cannot make a utensil tomei, then mashkin aboin machmas kli, those liquids that are only tomei because they touch the utensil, einodin shelo yitamu es hakelim. Of course that those mashkin, those liquids cannot make utensils tomei. That means from the very fact that regarding the tumah of a kli, that kli will make a mashke tomei and not a kli tomei, the mashkin, the atomei consequent to a kli, will certainly not make a kli tomei. That means to say a bit differently, if the source of the tumah of this mashkin, which is a kli, could not have made a kli tomei, this mashkin itself, which only became tomei from that kli, certainly cannot make a kli tomei. And therefore, it cannot be that liquids can make kelim tomei. So the yitmo in the second half of Pasuk Lamed Daled that tells us that liquids that are tomei make something else tomei, it must be can make other solids tomei, not utensils. And this is a source to Rabbi Yossi. Asks the Gemara, no. This kal v'chomer just tells you that liquids that became tomei from a kli cannot make something tomei that the kli itself couldn't have made tomei, namely utensils, kelim. But what about if these liquids became tomei by something which could have made a kli tomei? For example, a sheretz made the liquids tomei. A sheretz makes a kli tomei, so maybe liquids that became tomei from a sheretz will have it within their power to make kelim tomei. Ve'im a kiloi mitamu mashkin. When do we say that liquids will not make utensils tomei? Is kiloi mitamu mashkin, are only those types of liquids haboin machmas kli, if they themselves became tomei because of a utensil. Aval mashkin haboin machmas sheretz, but a types of liquids that became tomei from a sheretz, hochanami de mitamu. Where do you, Rabbi Yossi, know that the liquids cannot make kelim tomei min ha-Torah? Rabbi Yossi said that liquids do not make any kelim tomei min ha-Torah. Answers the Gemara, Mashkin aboyin machmas sheretz. Whoever told you that a sheretz can make liquids tomei? Does it say it in the pasuk? Miksivi? You found such a pasuk? There's no such pasuk. Where do we learn it out from? V'lav mikal v'choymeh ka'osi. We learn out only from a kal v'choymeh. The very fact, the very idea and halacha that a sheret can make liquids tomei is learned from a kal v'choymeh. From where? Uma mashkin aboyin machmas kli. In the same way as we find that a kli can make liquids tomei, as we saw in this pasuk lamed dalad, we've been learning that metamin mashkin aboyin machmas sheretz leikol shekein. If liquids that come from a kli can become tomei, of course liquids that touch a sheretz can become tomei. The whole concept that liquids become tomei from a sheretz is only learnt out from the fact that liquids become tomei from a kli. And if so, we have a rule: da yoyilovi min adin liyos kenidin. If the liquids that came from a kli, they only became tomei because they touched the tomei kli, those liquids cannot make other kelim tomei, as we saw before, because the kelim that made the liquids tomei could not make other kelim tomei. Then also liquids that became tomei from a sheretz, and we only know that they are tomei because it's a kol shekein from liquids that became tomei from a kli, then we do not give those liquids more power than the place that they were learned from. And the same way as the place they were learned from, which is liquids that came tomei from a kli, cannot make kelim tomei, so too liquids that became tomei from a sheretz will not make any kelim tomei. That means all liquids will not make any kelim tomei, and that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi says liquids will make solid foods tomei, but will not make any kelim tomei. So that's as far as the source for Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi said that liquids make solid foods tomei, and they do not make kelim tomei. Continues the Gemara, we're now going back to Rabbi Akiva. What did we see from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said before that the word yitma means that not only it's tomei, it can make something else tomei. So if you have a kli cheres, which became tomei because a sheretz was put inside its airspace, the sheretz is an av, the kli cheres became a rishon, the kli cheres will make whatever's inside it yitma, it will make it tomei, it'll be a sheni, and it will in turn be able to make something else tomei, and it will become a shlishi. That's what we saw before. But there's two yitmos in Pasuk Lamed Dalet. There's yitmo in the first half of the Pasuk, which is a solid that was in this kli, a solid that became a sheni, was going to make something else tomei. And then we have the second part of the pasuk, the liquids making something else tomei. So the Gemara is now saying yitma dereisha, the word yitma at the beginning of the pasuk that says that solids inside this kli cheres, the solids themselves become a sheni and they can make something else tomei. What is that? Heicha dorish. Says the Gemara, mikol ha'oichil ashi ochil ashi yovei olav maim yitma. Yitma letameis hamashkin. As we said before, that the solids will only ever make liquids tomei, not solids. Asks the Gemara, ata oimer letameis hamashkin oyeinu elu letameis hakli. Maybe the yitma at the beginning of the pasuk lamed dalet that says that a solid that was in this kli cheres, a solid food item that became a sheni, maybe what it makes tomei is not only liquid, not necessarily liquids, but other kelim. Omris kal v'chomer. No, now we're learning from a kal v'chomer that kelim will not become tummy from the food item. Uma mashke shemetame oichel, eine metame kli, liquids themselves, we learned before, liquids, they make solid food items tummy, but they will not make kelim tummy. So you see that it's easier to make a food item tummy than to make a kli tummy. And oichel, so oichel she'ein metame oichel, so then if oichlim themselves, the food, solid food items, that they cannot make food items tummy, eino din she'lo yitma kli, of course they will not make kelim tummy. So all you're left with is that the oichel will make mashkim tummy. What will I learn from the yitmo that the solids that became tommy make something else tommy? Letame es mashkin. It must be that it's metami mashkin. Shehen alulin lekabel tuma, because mashkin are more prone to becoming tuma more than other things, and therefore, or more than solid food items, and therefore the foods will be metami mashkin and not be metami oichlin. And the Gemara is now saying, I don't understand. You just brought me another proof that food items, they don't make other food items tomei, they don't make other kelim tomei. So you have, by default, if these food items are making something tomei, because it says yitmo, it must be that they're making liquids tomei, because there's nothing else left. There's no other choice. Why do you say the reason that the food items are making liquids tomei, minatoira, is because the liquids are more prone to becoming tomei? And if they were not more prone to becoming tomei, what would you make tomei? You'd have to make something, Tommy. It says yitmo, and it cannot be oichel, it cannot be kelim, it must be mashkin. That's what the Gemara is asking. My area mashkin, why are you explaining that the reason that the solids are making the liquids, Tommy? Mishum de alulin lekabel tuma, because liquids are more prone to becoming tuma. Taper claim mishum de leka midyachrinah. Just say there is nothing else to become Tommy if not liquids, says the Gemara Hochkikoma. V'chitei ma'ay may have thought that oichel chomor demetami mashkin nitamye lekli. What did we want to say before from the kal v'chomer? That we're learning out from mashkin. Uma mashke, in the case of a mashkin as a source of tuma, where it can be metame solids, it cannot be metame oichel. So when it comes to food items, that food items cannot be metame oichel, of course it cannot be metame. It cannot be metame kelim. That's what we said before. The Gemara is going to say somebody may have tried to refute that and say that it could be that there's a different stringency by food, and that is that food items can be metame mashkim. Mashkim cannot be metame other mashkim, but oichel can be metame mashkim. So I may have thought in the same way as the mashkin or metame mashkin, maybe mashkin can also be metame kelim. That's what I may have thought. And therefore nitmai lekli, and therefore it will also make kelim tomei, and then you won't, the nitmo at the beginning of pasuk lamed dalet, talking about a solid that's tomei making something else tomei, maybe indeed it means that kelim can become tomei. For that we answered, hahu chumra de mashkin hu. No. The reason that solids can make liquids tomei is not because the level of tumah of the solids. It's to do with the vulnerability of liquids that it's easy for them to become tummy. Mishum de mashkin alulin nekabel tuma. It's because the mashkin are prone to become tuma, and not a sign of the strength of the tuma in the food, and therefore the tuma in the foods will not make kelim tummy. Umahi alilos. And now the Gemara is saying, where do we find that liquids are more prone to becoming tummy than solids? Shemekablim tuma shaloi behechsher. Solid food items will only become tummy if they first became susceptible to becoming tummy by one of the seven types of liquids touching them. However, liquids can become tummy even without that. And so you see that liquids are more prone to becoming tummy, and therefore if we find that solids make liquids tummy, that's not a sign that the solids are a stronger form of tuma than the liquids, and therefore the kal v'chomer stays in place that the liquids will not be metame kelim. So what is the yitzma of the tummy liquids? It's metame mashkin. Continues the Gemara. Yitzma. What do we learn from the word yitzma? Besides what we've seen till now, that it makes something else tummy, we also learn de'ein oise k'yotze bo. Yitzma means it makes something else tummy, but that something else is not something similar to it itself. which means that solid food items will not make solid food items, Tommy, and liquids will not make liquids, Tommy. And as we've learnt, liquids will make solids, Tommy, and solids will make liquids, Tommy. Asks the Gemara, Mehocha Nafka, you learn that out from the word Yitma? Mehosam Nafka, learn it out from a different pasuk, and that's the pasuk Lamed Ches that we mentioned before, that the pasuk says, V'chiyutan Mayim Al Zera, if water is put on, or is put onto seeds, onto fruits, vegetables, or other food items, V'nofal Menivlosam Olov, and then an Avela, an Avatuma, touches these food items, Tomei Hu Lochem, then they are Tomei, referring to the Zera, referring to the food item, only they are Tomei. So the Gemara says, from the Tomei Hu we learn, Hu Tomei, only this solid food onto which the liquids fell are Tomei, Vein Oisetuma Ki Yetzibar, but other solid food items that these solid food items are going to touch, they are not going to become Tomei. So you learn from here that solids do not make solids Tomei. So why do I need two psukim, also Yitma and also Hu Tomei Hu? Says the Gemara, no, because I need to learn Chad b'mashkin haboin machmas sheretz, v'chad b'mashkin haboin machmas kli. Because, as we've learnt, that mashkin do not make mashkin tomei, but that's two different types of mashkin tmeim. There's mashkin that became tomei because a kli made them tomei, and then there's a mashkin that became tomei because a sheretz made them tomei, and we need a source that both of those mashkins will not make other mashkin tomei, because it's called kiyotzebo. It's similar. Liquids don't make liquids tomei. That's why we need two psukim. The question is, why should they be different? And the Gemara says, Otsricha, we need both sources. Why? Because if we would only learn in the Pasuk Lamed Dalet, whether it's talking explicitly about the mashkin became tomei because they were in a kli cheres, I may have thought, mishum deloy chamiri, because the type of tumah that the mashkin is going to get from a kli is not such a severe type of tumah, and maybe only there, those types of mashkin will not make other mashkin tomei. Aval mashkin aboin machmas sheretz, the chamiri, however, liquids that became tomei because a sheretz touched them, the sheretz is an av hatumah, maybe over there, it will be more stringent and more severe, and the mashkin will even be able to make other mashkin tomei. Eima oisa tuma kyetzeba, they can make something similar to them tomei. That's why I need the second pasuk to say that tomei hu, that hu tomei ve'in kyetzeboi tomei. Asks the Gemara, b'lishmin on mashkin aboin machmas sheretz. If so, why don't you only speak about the mashkin aboin machmas sheretz, which is this pasuk lamet ches, where it speaks about v'nofal minivlosam olov, and just from there we learn that something that became tomei from a sheretz cannot make something else tomei, and we'll know that, we'll take it for granted that something became tomei from a kli, which is a less severe type of tumah, will not be able to make something similar to a tomei. The kolshkin machmas, mashkin aboin machmas kli. Says the Gemara, you're right, we could have learnt it from a kal v'choymeh, but milse de'asye b'kal v'choymeh, torach v'kosav lo kro, we find in a number of places that the Torah, so to speak, went out of its way to explicitly teach us something that we could have learnt from a kal v'choymeh. Continues the Gemara. And now we've learnt extensively about Rabbi Yossi. We've learnt extensively about Rabbi Akiva. And now we want to see to what extent can the two actually hold of each other's halachas. And what so far, what do we know about Rabbi Yossi? So far, what we know about Rabbi Yossi is that mashkin make oichlin tomei min hatayra, they do not make kelim min hatayra. That we know from Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Omar le Ravina le Ravashi, v'ha Omar Rava. Rava gave a statement, and it seems to be a bit of an ambiguous statement, and the Gemara is going to explain it. Rava said, Loi Rabbi Yossi sova ka Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva, and we saw this on Daf Yudches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Akiva had this unique chiddush that Rabbi Akiva said that the word Yitma means it can make something else tomei. Rabbi Akiva assumed that chulin sheni can make chulin shlishi, something we don't really know about. But Rabbi Akiva held that way, that kikor sheni oise shlishi b'chulin. And so Rava said Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. We'll soon see how we know that. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with that. V'loy Rabbi Akiva sovak Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Rabbi Yosi either, and we have to understand what is it about Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of. And we'll soon see what that is. Omale, Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omra. So at first, before understanding it, there was a question that we saw at the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yosi is learning, Rabbi Yosi who says that liquids make solids tummy. We said, where does he learn that from? He learns that from Yitmo. Yitmo means that something tummy can make something else tummy. And who taught him that Yitmo means you make something else tummy? It was Rabbi Akiva who said that Sheni becomes Shlishi. So we saw at the beginning of the sugya that Rabbi Yosi must hold like Rabbi Akiva. And here we have Rava saying that Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. Answers the Gemara, or Rav Ashi answered to Ravina that Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omra v'lei lo yisvirle, that when Rabbi Yosi said also in the beginning of on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis and also on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Yosi we know that liquids make solids tummy. The truth is that it's not Rabbi Yosi's own opinion. It's Rabbi Yosi who said that in the name of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that sheni can make shlishi. And something that became tummy as a sheni, Yitmo will make something else tummy. It was Rabbi Akiva who learned Yitmo. So that was Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was saying, in the same way as Rabbi Akiva learned Yitmo, that's why I, Rabbi Yosi, am saying, on behalf, so to speak, of Rabbi Akiva, that Mashkin will make Oichlin tummy min hatoira. Rabbi Yosi himself doesn't hold of it. We'll soon have to see how do you know Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of it. But at least what Rav said, that Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva, is not a contradiction to the other Rabbi Yosis, because those other Rabbi Yosis, Rabbi Yosi intended just to say something he heard from his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, but not that he himself agreed with it. Omale Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. And now Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, we're going to try and understand what is it about Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Akiva that they do not hold of each other. Trying to explain Rava. Bishleimer Rabbi Yosi lo yisova lo ke Rabbi Akiva. We have an explicit source that Rabbi Yosi does not hold of that Rabbi Yosi himself does not hold of Rabbi Akiva, who says that you learn Yitmo and that a sheni can become shlishi in chulin. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yosi, minayin l'ravi'i b'kodesh hu posel. How do you know that if a kodesh, if a hekdesh of a korban animal or anything of hekdesh touches a shlishi, that would have to be truma because nothing else is shlishi. If kodesh touches truma, how do we know that kodesh will become an posel, will become a ravi? We learn out from a kal v'chomer radinhu, and we have to understand as follows. There's chulin, that we know that chulin is tomei, can become tomei. Everybody agrees chulin can become a sheni. And as we've learned till now, Truma becomes a Shlishi, and Kodesh becomes a Ravi. But Truma, the Chulin can become Tomei. Now, a Tvul Yoim is somebody who's Toivled, he was Tomei, he's Toivled, and he's not yet waited till the end of the day. There's a little bit of Tuma left in him. That means a Tvul Yoim that touches Chulin, it's all fine. If a Tvul Yoim touches Truma, he's going to passel the Truma. That means that you see clearly from Tvul Yoim that it's possible to have, that it's possible that as far as Chulin is concerned, it's all okay, it's Tahir, but Truma will become Tomei. That means Truma is one stage easier to make Tomei. It can become one further level Tuma than Chulin can. And then we have a Mechusar Kippurim, which means somebody went to mikveh, he waited till the end of the day, but in certain scenarios, he has to actually bring a korban the next day. So somebody who has not yet brought a korban, and that person, if he has anything to do with chulin, it's completely tohir. If he has anything to do with truma, it's tohir. However, if he's got anything to do with kodesh, then the aloch is that it passels the Kodesh. So you see from Mechusar Kippurim that it's even something that as far as Truma is concerned, it would not be Tomei, but Kodesh is one level more Tomei. That means it's easier. There's one more stage of Tuma by Kodesh over Truma. So let's see inside. How do we know that Ravi'i BaKodesh, how do we know that Hekdesh can become a Ravi'i? Because we learn out from Mechusar Kippurim, Shemutar b'truma, poisel b'kodesh. Because by Mechusar Kippurim we find that it's mutter to eat truma, but if he touches Kodesh, he's going to pasul the Kodesh. So you see from there that Kodesh becomes one level more tomei than Truma. Shlishi shepoisel b'truma. That since a shlishi, a truma, can become shlishi, and since it can become, if that a shlishi, that since truma itself can become a shlishi, and of course that shlishi is going to make kodesh to become tomei, because the mechusa kippurim was allowed to touch truma, which means that it's not pasling the truma, is not allowed to touch kodesh. So shlishi, which is pasling truma, if sheni touches shlishi, touches truma, the truma becomes shlishi and is posel, of course that shlishi will make kodesh posel. And how do we know that truma itself is a shlishi? That we learn from a kal v'chomer from tvul yoim, that if a tvul yoim who is tahir in regards to chulin, if he touches truma, he makes it posel, then anything that is, any chulin that is tomei, any stage of chulin which is called tomei, of course that tomei would make truma into the next level. And since we know that chulin can become sheni, of course Truma will become shlishi, because if tvul yoim, which is tahir regarding chulin, makes truma posel, then sheni letuma of chulin, which is tuma even within chulin, of course that sheni will make the truma shlishi. So from tvul yoim you see that truma can become shlishi, and from mechusa kippurim you learn that kodesh can become revi'i. And these were all kal v'chomers that Rabbi Yossi said. D'tanya, Omer Rabbi Yossi, minayin l'revi'i b'kodesh hu posel. How do we know that revi'i by kodesh is posel? V'dinhu, we learn out from a kal v'chomer, umar mechusa kippurim, shemutar b'truma, posel b'kodesh, shlishi, shepoisel b'truma, eino din sheyaser revi'i b'kodesh. So we know that anything shlishi can make a revi'i kodesh. V'lomadnu shlishi b'kodesh min ha-toyra. Now, shlishi b'kodesh, we could have learned it out from a kal v'chomer that a kodesh can become a shlishi. However, we learn it out from a posuk. We'll soon see. Uravi'i m'kal v'chomer. And the revi'i b'kodesh is posel that we learn from the kal v'chomer we just saw now from the mechusar kippurim. Shlishi min ha-toyra. Where do we learn from the Torah that kodesh becomes a shlishi? And the truth is, we could have learned it out from a kal v'chomer from Tvul Yoim. But the Gemara chose to bring a Pasuk, and Rashi discusses why it was important that we have a Pasuk for it, and why we don't learn it out from a Kal V'chomer. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'abosa asher yiga b'kol tomei, bosa that touches anything that's tomei, lo yochil, is not allowed to be eaten, bo'eshi, sorry if it has to be burnt. So what does that mean? That bosa of Kodesh that touches anything tomei, what's called tomei? What is the lowest level of tuma that the posuk calls tomei? Sheini b'tuma, as we saw yitma, that a food item becomes a sheini chulin, as we saw before, it's called tomei. And here the posuk says that a kodesh animal that touches something tomei, itself it becomes tomei. Lo ye'ochil, mi lo yoskinan, are we not talking about the noga b'sheini? So the kodesh touched the sheini that we know is called tomei, and the kodesh became shlishi. So we have explicit posuk that kodesh can become shlishi. Where do we learn that kodesh can become revi'i? Revi'i mikal v'chomer kadom rinon, like we saw before, we learn it out from mechusar kippurim. So all this was Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara is explaining. If Rabbi Yossi would hold that of Rabbi Akiva, that chulin can become a shlishi, if chulin tomei can be a shlishi, then we would learn from the pasuk that we would learn from tvul yoim that truma can become a revi, because truma, anything to do with chulin as far as the tvul yoim is concerned is tahir. The tvul yoim himself cannot affect truma, they cannot affect chulin, but he can affect truma. So anything that itself is tomei chulin, of course it can affect truma. So if you say that, like Rabbi Akiva said from Yitmo, that chulin can become shlishi, then we say that chulin is shlishi, and a tvul yoim who touches the chulin shlishi is okay, it's chulin. But if he touches truma, it makes it possible, kol shekein chulin shlishi, that is tomei chulin, of course it will make truma revi'i. And then we'll have the same thing learning up from Mechusa Kippurim, that kodesh can become a chamishi. If it's true that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva that chulin can become a shlishi, not just a sheni, nisne nami revi'i betruma v'chamishi bekodesh. So why does it say in the Braisa, in Rabbi Yossi's Braisa, that truma can become a shlishi and kodesh can become a revi'i, say that truma can become a revi'i and kodesh can become even a chamishi? So it must be that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't hold of Yitma, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, chulin can become a sheni, and it cannot become a shlishi, and he's obviously not learning Yitma. So then Rabbi Yossi himself, if he doesn't learn Yitma, he'll have no source that liquids can actually make solids, tomei, min ha-Torah. So that's the first part of what Rava said, that it must be Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva. El Rabbi Akiva lo yisova k'Rabbi Yossi minolon. But Rabbi Akiva, who he himself says that chulin can become a shlishi, how do you know he doesn't hold of these kal v'chomers of Rabbi Yossi? And according to these kal v'chomers of Rabbi Yossi we just saw now, it would be that according to Rabbi Akiva, who explicitly says that chulin can become shlishi, according to that, if he holds of Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomers, then he would have to learn that truma can become a revi and kodesh can become a chamishi. Well, how do you know Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that? Because in the whole of Shas, you won't find a single Tana that actually entertains the idea of Truma becoming a Ravi and Kodesh becoming Chamishi. There's no such thing. And if you hold of these Kal V'chomers of Rabbi Yossi, and you hold that Chulin could be a Shlishi, then we would have Truma being Ravi and Kodesh being Chamishi. And since there's no such thing, it must be that Rabbi Akiva holds that chulin can be a shlishi, but truma cannot be a revi. That means the same yitma that according to Rabbi Akiva says that one food item can make another food item tomei, a liquid a solid, as we saw before, that's also making chulin tomei shlishi and also making truma tomei shlishi, but not more than that. And he doesn't hold of the kal v'chomer of tvul yom of Rabbi Yossi. Asks the Gemara of Anan, Ahochi Nekem v'Nismich, should we rely on this, on the fact, on this logic, that since you don't find anywhere in Torah, in the Tanoim, that Truma is Ravi and Kodesh is a Chamishi, should we rely on that to the point that we assume that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of these Kal V'chomers? So answers the Gemara, Nofek Rav Ashi went out, V'itamer of Kana, and some say also of Kana. Doc, they investigated V'ashkach and they found the following Mishnah. They found an explicit Mishnah which was Rabbi Akiva, and in that Mishnah it makes explicit mention of Truma being Shlishi and Kodesh being Ravi. So you see clearly that Rabbi Akiva, even though he holds that explicitly, as we saw in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that Chulin can become a Shlishi, does not hold of the Kal V'chomers of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore Truma will never be more than a Shlishi, and Kodesh will never be more than a Ravi. Which Mishnah? Hoditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. Hakeli Mitzareif es Masha B'toichi. If you've got a Kli with a number of food items inside the Kli, and Tomei touched part of those food items, then the fact that all these food items, all these solids, are in a single utensil, the utensil combines them all, and it's as if the source of Tumah touched all the solids. Mitzarif es masha b'toichei l'kodesh, but this is only regarding kodesh. It's a special stringency, because if you have, for example, three apples in a kli, and one of them becomes tomei, the apple next to it, for example, if a sheretz touches an apple, the apple will become a rishrein. The apple next to it won't become a rishrein as if the sheretz touched it. The apple next to it will become a sheni. The apple, the third apple, if it's chulin, will be toir, assuming that chulin cannot become shlishi. And if you've got 100 apples, there will be two or three apples tomei, not more than that. And even for Truma, but for Kodesh, no. For Kodesh, if you had, for example, and we'll soon see the examples, but if you had lots and lots of solids in one vessel, and one part became Tomei, Chumra of Kodesh, that everything inside it becomes Tomei. And that Mishnah carries on, V'ravi'i b'Kodesh posel. You should know that Kodesh can become as Tumma as Ravi'i, and at that point it's possible to eat it, but it will not make anything else Tomei. Vashlishi b'Truma, and the lowest level of Tumma that Truma can attain is shlishi, which truma, which is shlishi, is not allowed to be eaten, but it will not make any other truma become tomei. That's the end of that Mishnah. V'omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yechanon. Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yechanon, Me'iduso yishir Rav Akiva nishnis Mishnah zu. The first part of the Mishnah that says that a kli mitzarif es masha b'toichai, that utensil combines everything as if it's one, that Mishnah only makes sense based on something Rav Akiva said. Because Rav Akiva said in a Mishnah, Hoisif Rav Akiva, Hasoiles, the flour, vaktoires, valvoino, vagecholim, and the coals, which are all kodesh, it's all part of the Beis Hamikdash and Avoida. She'im noga tvul yoim. If a tvul yoim, who is a sheni, touched any part of either the flour, the soil, the ktoires, the levoino, the gecholim, b'miktsoson, in just part of them, posal es kulon, all of them are posal. How can that be? For example, if it touched one of the coals, then the tvul yoim touched one of the coals, it will become a shlishi. This coal touched the next coal, it will be a revi. The next coal will be tohir. There's no chamishi b'kodesh. So the very Rav Akiva said that a tvul yoim that touches any part of the soilis, k'toiris, levoino, gecholim, the whole thing is possible. It must be that's what the Mishnah said, that it's the kli, it's the utensil that, so to speak, combines all of them. So we know that Mishnah is Rav Akiva. What does it say at the end of that Mishnah? That very Mishnah which is based on Rav Akiva, the Mishnah says, Haravi'i ba'kodesh, posel, vashlishi betruma. Revi'i in, chamishi loy. Only kodesh will never go beyond revi'i, will not become chamishi. Shlishi in, revi'i loy. And truma will only become a shlishi, not revi'i. So you see clearly that even Rav Akiva himself does not hold that truma can become revi'i and kodesh become chamishi. Even though he does hold that chulin can become a shlishi, it must be he does not hold of Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomez from tvul yoim and mechusar kippurim. And that's what Rava said, that Rabbi Yossi does not agree, that Rav Akiva does not agree to Rabbi Yossi. And now the Gemara is just making a closing statement that from what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Mishnah that says that Kli Metzarif Es Masha B'Toichai LeKodesh is based on what we learned from Rabbi Akiva, Alma, we see from there, Kosovar Tziruf Derabonon. If you're telling me that Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva, it must be that the concept in that Mishnah of a utensil combining is a rabbinical concept. Why? Because where's the Rabbi Akiva that it's based on? Soiles, k'toires, levoino, and gecholim. And we know that gecholim, for example, coals, will never be tomei min ha-toirah. They are only ever tomei mid-rabbonon. So if the Rabbi Akiva there is talking about that she'em noga tvul yoim b'miktsoson posales kulom, it's obviously talking about tziruf mid-rabbonon. And therefore, that Mishnah, the concept of a kli mitzarif, is a rabbinical concept. That's what it would seem from Rabbi Yochanan, and not a pligi de Rabbi Chanan. It's not like what Rabbi Chanan said. The Omar Tziruf Doiraisa is going to bring a pasuk to this concept that a kli, that a utensil can combine everything in it. Then it's not to be learnt out from Rabbi Akiva. It's from a pasuk. Shenemar, what does it say in the pasuk? The pasuk says kaf achas. If you have a single ladle, a sorozov, which was the weight or the size of 10. Gold coins, mleo k'toires, full of k'toires. Hakosuv asar kol mashe bekaf achas. It says kaf achas, one ladle. Why doesn't it just say kaf, a ladle? What's the one? Because what the ladle is doing is making everything inside it become one. It's a biblical concept, and that is not like what Rabbi Yochanan said, that this concept is actually learned from Rabbi Akiva. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.